Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jory Clark is here. Jory is a great member of our Brain Trust, more than 10 years. In fact, we're coming up on her her 11th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the folks we turn to when we want to know how the digital world is going, and she's the founder of Spectracom.com, and she's over the last several years, she's been telling us about another world that she's been working on called KidsCom.com, which is where she's helping children use the digital world to educate themselves. And she's here to talk to us about why you and I should care about all that. Jory Clark, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. Always a pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Hey, Jory, one of the things that's going on right now is a couple of things that are happening. And that is that we're, as people are living longer, as people are active longer, and as the marketplace has gotten to where it is here, you know, here at this point in time, we got more generations, not only as consumers in the marketplace, but we got more generations in the workplace than ever before. And the generations are, There's a lot more difference between the generations than there used to be when I was a kid, and so it's really a very interesting time to be in business. But it's a time where you have to kind of pay attention to those things, or you might not have as much success as you could. What do you think?
Yes. No, I think that's a great observation. And you know, we've all joked about the fact that if you have problems with your computer, you know, look for a 12-year-old.
Right.
And that's very true in that they are growing up understanding, sourcing digital information far better than you and I, because we didn't have those experiences. And I have a great photo that I took when I was walking through the mall. I came up to a store selling mobile devices. And I watched as a little guy who was no more than 18 months crawled on out of his stroller, stood on top of the stroller table to reach out to touch a tablet because he was interested in trying to interact with it.
Yeah.
Now, I was watching this, of course, his mother just allows him to do that, and I'm, of course, wondering if he's going to fall off the stroller. But the significant point these kids are growing up understanding how to source information using digital devices. And so they're advising their parents what to do, obviously not at 18 months. But at 12 years, I don't know of a family who hasn't turned to someone of that age in their household and say, oh, can you find out about this? Can you find out about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, before they even ask them, they've already gone and gotten it. You know, because they heard him talking about it or something.
Yes, absolutely.
So this, what is this, what dynamic is this creating for businesses?
Well, there's two things going on. One we've talked about in the past, which is virtual worlds, which is where the individual is putting themselves into the computer in order to find out things and to interact or socialize with others.
Through the use of an avatar or something like
correct.
That?
Correct. Yes, correct.
The avatar becomes your alter ego, so to speak, and they're doing your bidding inside the digital world.
Yes. And we as adults, we're maybe clapping each other on the back because we finally have figured out Facebook. Well, the kids, of course, are far beyond that
Facebook is so 2011.
Well, it allows you, and of course they're going to be moving forward too, but it allows you to find each other and communicate, not necessarily in real time. I post something, you look at it, you post a response. What virtual worlds allow you to do is put something in and then react in real time right away together in a conversation. But now what's exciting and what's coming up later this year is using the computer to put information back into your real world. And you may have noticed within the last couple of weeks people talking about Google goggles.
That's not like beer goggles, is it? That's different, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. But these are actual glasses that they are going to have people wear.
Not beer glasses, folks. The kind you put around over your ears. Go ahead.
Yeah.
In your eyes.
And with your glasses, you will look at something, for example, like a storefront, and that will then search looking at that image and give you information back about what's in that store.
How far away are we from that?
Well, you know, you can download an app right now to use on your mobile phone where mm-hmm. you can just hold your phone up to the Statue of Liberty and
right.
then it will give you all kinds of information about the Statue
mm-hmm.
of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
So it's already on a portable device, but now what they're talking about is putting it on your body. So you actually will have it on and you won't wear these glasses all the time, but these glasses will allow you just to look and see something
mm-hmm.
and interact with it
mm-hmm.
rather than having to hold up even a portable device.
Remember the flip up sunglasses you'd clip on the clip on
yes.
you clip on
yes.
it'll be like that. You'd be walking around with these goggles, these clip ons that be horizontal, you know, and then when
yes.
you want to see something you just flip them down and there's the information. Right?
Yes, and so that's why it's so important for those of us who have small businesses to make sure that we're getting the right digital information about ourselves up that is searchable
mm-hmm.
so that it can be delivered to people walking past our locations.
Now, folks, what Jory's telling you is where we're going to be. She's giving you the future. She's telling you the future. But the rudimentary versions of that are being required right now, which includes when people go to your website, from their smartphone, does your site convert to a mobile site? Does your phone number hot? When people look at your phone number, can they click on it and dial the number right then? Are there directions there? The early stages of what Jory's talking about, these are the things that you should be doing right now and to get yourself ready for that future that she was talking about. Jory, give us your website, please.
I'm going to send them to where the kids go, which is
right.
www.kidscom.com.
All right, kidscom.com. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.